Much has been said about the issue of the status of the lands at Bay Street that were purchased by one of Mr. Alan Kinch's companies. While the sale of that property was a policy position of a previous administration, from the time this government came to office, we made it clear to Mr. Kinch that we did not share the same approach and that we wanted to preserve that part of the overall site for the public of Barbados. We were in no position to stop the sale, since Mr. Kinch had the contractual right to specific performance of the contract. But we made it clear that we wanted to go in a completely different direction. These discussions took place before Mr. Kinch did any work at Bay Street. So he ought not now to pretend to be taken by surprise by our stance. We are committed to reacquiring two of the three parcels of land at Bay Street that were formerly vacant and freely utilized by generations of Barbadians. Barbadians must not be robbed of that right, and whether car park or otherwise, we are intent on securing those rights for Barbadians. Some things are priceless. We will be seeking to negotiate with Mr. Kinch as a first option. If we cannot reach an agreement, then the provisions of the Land Acquisition Act will be relied upon for the acquisition of the properties, and the court will be asked to set the compensation that Mr. Kinch will be due, which is also provided for under the Act. What is especially concerning, though, is the fact that every bit of work that Mr. Kinch has done on that site has been without the permission of the Planning and Development Office, formerly the Town and Country Planning Department, or without the permission of health authorities. We cannot have one set of laws for the Medes and another set for the Persians. Mr. Kinch is a very experienced businessman and would have known of the need to have the prior permission of the Planning Office and of the health agencies before embarking on the various works on Bay Street. The Planning and Development Department has issued an enforcement notice as well as a stop notice to Mr. Kinch in respect of what he was doing on the lands. And Mr. Kinch has disregarded these notices and continued to do his business. How can we seek to enforce these various rules and laws when it comes to small business operators and even homeowners while turning a blind eye to what Mr. Kinch has done and continues to do? As for the small businesses that are there, some of these businesses are located on lands that are not even owned by Mr. Kinch. In fact, a significant part of the lands adjoining the foreshore remain the property of the government of Barbados. Mr. Kinch knows this and has still located small businesses on government lands without permission. We have no interest in stopping small businesses from thriving. In fact, no other government has done as much as we have done to ensure that small businesses get a fair break. But the status of these businesses occupying government land has to be regularized. We equally have no interest in preventing Mr. Kinch from doing business, but his endeavors also have to be recognized. As we have done up to this point, we intend to move forward in the spirit of dialogue and mutual respect with a minimum of friction and waste.